The Solara character first appeared in The Amazing Adventures of the Emperor and the Emperor's Secret Files books in Blonde Bombshells, and then The Emperor and the Masters of Disaster, in which she had an extended cameo, and now in Target Solara. In the first book, she shared the spotlight with young Allison Carlson, who is an up-and-coming crusader. But in Blonde Bombshells, we first see Solara in her other identity as Haley Laurel in a care facility. Because Haley does not remember being Solara, she has these blank spots in her memory. And in her earlier career, she had been very concerned about it, and at one point checked herself into essentially a sanitarium to see if something could be done. What could be done was she was kept sedated and calm, and so had no blackout periods, but Solara essentially did not exist for a decade or so. And that's the point at which we pick up Solara's return, when her doctor experimenting gets out of hand and accidentally triggers her resurgence to the surface. From that point, Solara spends that adventure returning, and the immediate sequel getting back to action, after which Solara disappears again, and Haley Laurel has a chance to try and get used to the outside world. We visit her in the middle of a big case for the Emperor. She's staying at the ranch out in Simi Valley, where she is just getting used to things. She had been part of the astronaut in Target Solara. She has finally begun to get her act together, and she has this opportunity to open the Aeolus Air Service. And the first order of business is finding people to work the place. She gets a first employee in an odd way, Marion Kirby, who becomes the office manager and secretary for Aeolus. Was previously seen in the story The Mark of Cipher. She had been involved with that case up in the Bay Area, and at the end of it decided she needed to get away from that kind of activity, and through the Emperor's pal Shanghai Lil found out about the possibility of work down in Los Angeles, and so she ends up jumping from that series to this series to take over. Shortly after getting started, Haley is interviewing pilots and mechanics, because you need pilots and mechanics for an air service, and she runs into a couple of former Air Force personnel, Ace Barron and his pal Pidge Barrow. Ace is a hotshot Top Gun pilot who has recently retired, and Pidge is his faithful sidekick and mechanic. The two of them settle into Aeolus quite well, and shortly find that Aeolus Air Service has a sort of guardian angel, because Solara is around from time to time, but they never do catch on, since their boss doesn't know that she's Solara. How are they going to find out?